ghost everyone and let your success talk. Don't talk to anybody ever again.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Our Path Podcast. As always, we're so glad you could join us here today as we journey through life and you journey through life, and maybe we learn something and you learn something and we figure it all out together. I'm Tony.
I'm Drew.
I'm Dean.
I've been thinking a lot about things lately, and I don't know.
Finn.
That's all I got.
I've been thinking
about things and how things turn into stuff and how stuff turns into ideas and how ideas turn into reality.
Yes.
And the only thing that I can take from this is that it just doesn't matter.
What doesn't matter?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Thanks.
I'm really running on E. If I was a car on the highway, I'd be stalled. I'm on the highway of life right now, and I've run out of gas.
Well, Tony, you need to go fill your gas back up.
I do, and the question is now, how do I get to the gas station that I can't even find?
I mean, I was in a pretty rough spot earlier this year, and the one thing that helped me was just seeing things, a change of scenery.
Where'd you go?
The beach a lot. I know I talked about in the last episode, the beach. I rearranged my room. I bought a lot of new things for my room to make it look more cozy.
Yeah.
We went to Allegheny for a weekend. That was awesome. Just like the two things I found were putting my phone away and just going places. And that's it. Changing your environment, not looking at your phone all day. And it helps. It helps a lot.
I got to be honest. I really don't look at my phone that much unless I am just bored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also good to be bored, because when you're bored, you get creative. You start to think of ideas. You start to think of things in your head of what you can do. And that's where the best ideas come from when you're bored. Like, we probably came up with this podcast idea when we were bored. And, you know, now we're here.
Yeah, true.
Plenty of things come from boredom.
Yeah, boredom's actually a really healthy thing. And phones have actually killed it.
Yeah.
Which is why a lot of people struggle with being by themselves.
Creativity
and all that. Imagination. Yeah.
Yep. No one's creative.
No one is creative anymore.
If you're a creative person, you get a lot of credit these days.
Yeah, because
people don't know how you do it.
No one's bored anymore.
I'm bored all the time.
Well, like, truly, like, bored. Like, no phone.
True. You know, I haven't just had the time, it feels like, or I haven't just really done it where I just sat down and kind of just stopped. Just kind of thought. Looked around and just did nothing. It's incredibly relaxing. It's incredibly healthy, and I love doing it. I got to do more of it.
You have to. I'm thinking about going to the beach this weekend. Even if nobody goes with me, I might just go myself.
That's not a bad idea. Because I'm not saying, like, what am I saying here? What am I thinking? I'm thinking of going someplace myself, similar to your beach idea, maybe just sitting there.
Yeah.
My phone off.
I would recommend going to Allegheny if you can manage it.
I'm thinking of going someplace that's wooded, so, you know. Woodland,
Allegheny
forest.
Would be a great place to go. There's no service over there.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, especially when the sun's going down, the stars are out. I mean, you don't want to be in the woods then, but you know what I'm saying? Being all alone in the woods, pitch black with no service.
Could be tough.
A little bit.
Potentially.
Maybe. Could run into a little furry friend.
I'll be honest. I get more creeped out by my own thoughts in the woods than I do by things that are actually going to be there.
Yeah.
You know? You freak yourself out.
I freak myself out, and like when I come downstairs in my room in the basement, like walking to my room, like what if something just like runs at me through this door? What if I like get ambushed by something from my closet? Like,
nah, you gotta adopt the mindset of what's that thing gonna do when I walk down here? I'll be like, Mom, I'm going on a walk. It'll be like nighttime. Like, watch out, there's all sorts of kidnapping going on. I'm like, nah, they gotta be worried about me.
Circling back to hustle culture, it's interesting. I watched a video the other day, and he just dissected how it's like basically an addiction. Mm-hmm. Self-help's like an addiction, and it.
You know, you were telling me that self-help is a scam. Could you like elaborate on that?
So, based on my own experience and based on the video I watched, it did kind of confirm what I was kind of thinking. Like, basically, what the idea is, you listen to a book, a self-help book, like how to be better socially or how to start a business or whatever. And what happens is when you finish this book, you get a dopamine kick because you feel like you just did something.
Mm-hmm.
But you actually didn't do anything. You moved nowhere. You just learned about it, basically. And then you go to the next book and you get that same thing. So then it becomes kind of an addiction. And then what these people will do, they profit these people who write these books and these courses, they profit off of you being desperate and wanting more. Hmm. And the longer you're desperate and the longer you want more, the more they get your money, the longer they get their money. So you'll end up buying these journals and these courses and all this stuff that doesn't do anything for you.
Yeah.
But you think it's doing something for you. It's fake productivity at the end of the day. So you complete this course, you're like, cool, I just did an online course on how to do drop shipping.
Yeah.
So you're never going to drop ship. It's never going to happen because drop shipping isn't really a thing.
You know, that kind of reminds me of, I don't know who said it or where I heard it, but it was like, if you tell somebody you're going to do something, it kind of like makes you think you already did it.
Yeah.
As it kind of reminds me of that, like, don't tell somebody you're going to do something. I'm going to go talk to, you know, this guy today, and I'm going to tell him how I think, and I'm going to get, like, my promotion or whatever. We'll just say it for that. It actually makes you think, like, hey, I already did it. I'm good to go. Yeah. And then when you get there, you're like, oh, you kind of lost that confidence.
Yeah.
That kind of reminds me of that.
That does make sense. That does make sense. But just the whole hustle culture thing, it's amazing. Like, today I sent my friend a video that said ghost everyone and let your success talk. Don't talk to anybody ever again.
That's just a fast track to be a loner.
Exactly. And the YouTube channel was like mindset mentor or something stupid. Like it was unironic. It was serious. And the same friend, him and I yesterday, I saw him at the store and we just got talking. We were shooting the breeze about hustle culture. And this guy came to his college and basically said, hey guys, if you don't have an internship by the summer, you're screwed and you'll never be successful.
Who was that?
I don't know the guy who's...
No, I'm sorry, but this was just some random guy that was like...
One of my friends from work I was talking to, but the guy who was speaking was like some graduate or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, that whole thing, you know, it's that whole intimidation tactic that they pulled on us in high school. You remember that? They're like, if you don't do this, this, and this by the time you're in 10th grade, you're setting yourself up for failure or something. Yeah. And it was always like just BS to just get you to... You know,
join academies. Or
yeah, fake motivation for fake purposes.
Yeah,
no, you didn't get anything out of it.
They always told you, like, literally anything, quote unquote, looked good on a resume in high school. I was just thinking about it today. They'd be like, "Oh yeah, putting your shoes on in the morning looks good on a resume. You should really try it."
Yeah, my little brother came to me this morning when I was getting ready for work. He's like, "I met the orchestra teacher." I was like, "Oh yeah, you did." He's like, "Yeah, she told me if we joined symphony orchestra, it looks good on a resume." And I laughed out loud. I'm like, "Are you kidding me?"
I'll be honest. My job, I never even had to give a resume.
Neither did mine.
I for Wegmans, I submitted a resume, and that is it. I've never submitted another resume.
So first of all, you're probably never going to submit a resume while you're in high school, unless it's for a high school activity, because no part-time job really cares about your resume. If you're a manager and you're working at KFC and some kid comes in and he gives you an application and he gives you a job resume, but on his application he says he could start today, I'm not even going to look at his resume. I need the body. That's right. Why the help. He's got a clean record. Done.
Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
Also, there's never been an employer who looked at a resume like, wow, this kid's in symphony orchestra. He'd make a great fit here.
What job, aside from a musical job, would look at that and be like, wow, I'm going to hire him?
Like I told Cole, I'm like, yeah, if you go to Harvard Law and say, yeah, I was in symphony orchestra, they're going to throw your application back in your face and tell you to get lost. Like,
they don't care.
Doesn't matter.
Why would they care?
See, I don't know. I think they breed you for like Well, not just for college, but like Ivy League college. And it's like,
yeah. I mean, I was literally just thinking about it at work today. I have not used a single thing from high school in the real world so far.
In the real world, no. In college, yes.
Yeah, in college, sure, because everybody has to dress themselves up as this, you know, productive person. But
yeah, and then half the people roll out of bed and come to class with pajamas on.
Yeah,
but they probably got the right idea.
Once you get out into like actual job seeking. Anything that has to do with that job will look good on your resume. You playing the flute and teaching kids in college, they don't really, you know, an accountant doesn't care.
No, that's the funny thing, because it's like, you should put on your resume what applies to the position you're applying for. So if you were in symphony orchestra and you're applying to be a lawyer, it doesn't relate. It doesn't matter.
Who cares?
If you don't have any volunteer work on there because the volunteer work doesn't relate to the job you're doing, wouldn't it make more sense to leave it off instead of putting down like useless, not useless, but unrelated work?
Right.
Or more importantly, performing that unrelated work in pursuit of that job? You know what I'm saying? Like,
because that was the other thing. They always were tricking us. They're like, you guys got to volunteer. You got to volunteer. Like, when I was in middle school, I don't know how, but it's like they told us, they're like, well, they told me at least, I needed like 120 hours of volunteering by the time I graduated, or they wouldn't let me graduate high school.
I think it was 20 hours.
Number one, I never did that. Number two.
Never had to.
No.
Number it was literally illegal to volunteer for a while.
Yeah.
So
I had 27 hours of like outside volunteering, and then I was like, yeah, I talked to like a senior or something, which I never did, but I basically convinced everybody that you didn't need to do it, and then everybody stopped pressuring me to volunteer, and I graduated. So
I will say volunteering is good for networking. If you're trying to start a business.
When you're in seventh grade?
Not when you're in seventh grade, but like I've been looking around at things I could start doing to start meeting some new people for business and all that. But I mean, when you're a freshman in high school, like, why are you volunteering? Like, I guess it's good, but like
background, you meet people. I don't know. When you're a freshman in high school, you're awkward, you're strange. You know, I mean, let's just put it out there. You're kind of a weird cat. Like, so I don't know who you're gonna really meet that's gonna be like, oh wow, you're a cool kid or something. You're strange, you're awkward, you just got out of middle school. Half of you have braces on, the other half looks strange just because they don't know how to dress themselves yet.
It's
not a good time in anybody's life.
My brother is a freshman in high school. He just started yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was giving him all the things I wish I heard as a freshman. So I'm like, don't be pressured to join all these stupid honor societies and like these clubs and all these groups.
Oh, and extracurricular activities. Yeah. Let's just lump it into one sum.
Extracurricular activities. I'm like, while if you find something that you like, join it. Definitely. Yeah. You'll like it. But I'm like, you're going to hear a lot of, it'll look good on a resume in high school.
You'll be part of a family.
Yeah, you'll be part of a family.
That's
a
scam.
You'll go to Disney. I'm like, Cole, ignore it all.
Yeah, I was offered the trips to like Disney or New York. I don't remember where the hell it was, but it was like places. And I'm like, I'm not going.
No.
I didn't care. I didn't want to go. I didn't really want to. I mean, you can hate me. You can, you know, say whatever, but I didn't really want to go with these people. Like, no. I got my close friends. I'd rather go on a trip with them.
I agree.
I don't want
to. For the amount of money you're going to pay, too.
Yeah. At that point, the cost is offset and all this XYZ. Sure. But it comes down to it. I would rather have gone for a weekend with two people I knew very closely versus 30 people I hardly knew.
Right.
You know, you're going to meet new people.
With a strict itinerary.
Oh, yeah. You can't do anything. You're eating at this place at this time. You have a personal chaperone. It's like, man, I'm 18 years old.
Yeah.
All right. I don't need to be chaperoned around.
So I could be drafted to Afghanistan right now, but I can't go to that pub over there because of what? Because I might get lost at Disneyland.
Oh no.
But yeah, that is a total scam. And the only thing I will say that I kind of wish that I did, but in the grand scheme, I'm glad I didn't, was when I got into college. So this is if you go to college. When I got into college, I had to take a history class, and I'm pretty sure AP World would have fulfilled had I finished it. Would it have been worth the entire extra year of all that assignments and everything for the 4 months of college that I had to do that class for?
Depends who you're asking.
I'll tell you what, it wasn't. It wouldn't have been worth it.
No.
So in the grand scheme, no regrets. I don't regret not being in honors English. I don't regret not being in honors Spanish. Yeah. I don't regret it at all.
I told Cole, like, they're going to shove all these honor classes down your throat, all the AP classes down your throat.
The honor courses weren't even that much different.
No. But I just told him, like, Cole, don't listen to them. Like, if there's a course you want to take, take it.
Well, yeah, because
don't feel pressure to do all these hard things.
The thing that I was, like, thrown into, and I don't know how it happened, but it was like, you need to take a science, so you're going to take physics.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I already took chemistry and earth science, so aren't I done? And biology.
Well, yes, but actually, no.
Yeah, like, it's a scam. Well, it's a scam.
That was before I was able to, like, coherently think for myself. So I was like, oh, yeah, I guess I'll just take physics.
Yeah, I took physics, and it's like, you know what? That didn't help me.
No.
I hated physics.
I don't remember a thing from physics except for all the inside jokes we had with each other.
That's all I remember.
We had a great
F equals MA.
I just remember...
FEMA.
Everything was
measured. I don't know what that means.
Everything was measured in newtons, so we just go, newtons, all the time.
That's stupid.
Just for no reason. That's really stupid. That's what I remember from physics.
Is that what you remember?
That's all I remember.
That's probably better than, you know, anything you learned in there. is that fond memory you have? If not for anything, you have that memory.
I guess.
Did the class give you anything besides that?
No. Teddy sat at my table.
Some homework, I guess.
And I had two other people at my table. They did all the work, and I just kind of copied down what they wrote. So they made me the table peasant. Since I didn't contribute any knowledge, they made me get, like, pencils and stuff. I was like, you know what? It's a small price to pay. I don't care.
Whatever. I'm passing the class. I'll take it.
I was absorbing all the knowledge and stuff, but I didn't contribute anything besides physical labor.
You know what's funny is that, like, they're... You know what always drove me nuts were, like, the real smart people that were, like, I don't know what the word is, but they were, like, really annoying.
Yes. Like, you know? They're smart, and they were just cringe, because, like, that was their personality. It was, like, I'm a smarty pants.
Right, and they were, like, that is their personality.
Yeah.
You know? Because there was somebody in my one college class today, and the professor goes, I don't know what he was talking about. He's, like, and I will fail you. Right? And some girl let out a laugh, and he goes, oh... He goes, did I say something funny? And she goes, that was a laugh of fear. I'm like, what?
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 Like, I remember I was in...
What? Thank you. Because I was like...
What?
I was a junior in high school.
What are you talking about?
And our algebra teacher was like, okay, guys, this is the chapter of the course where we're not going to have regular whole numbers anymore. We're going to have decimals.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember two of them, two girls on the other side of the class.
Mm-hmm.
Their head was in their hands, and they're like, oh, no, oh, like, please, no, not the decimal. And it was unironic. They were serious.
That happens a lot when you're in the honors classes.
It's like, stop.
Just stop. It's not funny. Like, there were the smart people who you knew were smart, but they were fun. They were normal.
Yeah,
you know?
They were normal.
They were normal. They were somebody you talked to.
Like, being smart isn't, like, their personality. Like, when I talk to Chip across the street, he uses the gym as, like, the similar thing. He's like, when people see me, they want to see, oh, here's Chip, and he goes to the gym. Oh, not Chip is the gym. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's not him. He just happens to go to the gym.
He can't be your life.
Right. Same way with... High school, like I was smart in high school, I think. I mean, I was thinking it was like 50 in the class, something like that. I got good grades, but like, I don't know, that wasn't me. Like, I wasn't like the glasses
no,
pushing
God,
up. You
no.
know what I'm saying?
I mean, people, I'm not tooting my own horn, but I think at one point I was like number 15 in the class or number 10. It might have even been number 8.
Really?
It was pretty high up there, I remember that. And at the same time, I had people saying to me, you're smart. I go, yeah.
They're like, I'm gonna be honest. I never studied for tests or quizzes.
I got
a perfect score on my AP Psych exam.
That you know what? That reminds me because
I never studied.
We were talking about honors physics and we're talking about test scores,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't study for physics, the physics exam, because I'll be honest with you, I thought either way I'm gonna fail it. I got a 94.
Yo.
And there were people who were like, you know, they were hitting the books. They were like studying. They were scanning the whole thing. And they're like stressing out in the exam. And I'm just sitting there with my sunglasses on. I'm like, I can't wait to go home today.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go home today.
I was the same way.
And they did worse than me. They did worse than me.
I actually found when I studied, like you said, I did worse. So I just stopped studying. And it fixed the problem. I got mastery on all my honors courses.
Yeah.
I passed all my AP exams except for one. It was AP Physics. And the only reason I got a 2 in that exam is because COVID hit. And there was no more class. And I just didn't care enough to take the class anymore.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I took that exam, completely wung it, got a 2. I wung the AP Gov 2 and I got a 3, which was pretty impressive. But... Never studied. It wasn't my personality. I didn't care. Like,
no.
If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. The sun's still going to rise.
But I remember when, what was it? The AP World, like the first year or whatever.
Yeah.
I looked through the review book. I'll be honest. I read through it because I find history interesting. And I'm like, well, you know, I could use a little refresher because I haven't really been paying attention. True. And I was like, all right, I'll read over the review book. I'm like, I don't really remember this. So I kind of read the summary. I'm like, oh, okay, you know. And then I closed it. And what about my day? I got 100.
Honestly, man, like, I told my little brother, Cole. I'm like, Cole, take it from me. The school bus going home, all right, that's a study hall no one talks about. Get your homework done on the bus
yes.
when you're going home.
Yes.
I'm like, that's what I did every day from freshman year to junior year when I took the bus. I did my math homework on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
I had no homework for the rest of the night.
It was beautiful.
It was awesome.
It was beautiful.
It was awesome. And I was like, Cole, take my word for it, do that. And I also told him about the vapors in the bathroom. I'm like, don't be afraid of the people who vape. They're very nice people.
They're very nice people.
Like, there's an invisible agreement in high school that they will not pressure you to vape if you don't snitch. It's a beautiful agreement.
And it's not even they would pressure you to vape after you snitch. Who wants to be a snitch? People are going to beat the crap out of
you. They offer you out of courtesy. Most yeah, of
that, time. That
it's not even a spear
pressure. Like, oh, hey, dude, you want to try this? No, I'm all right. Okay, man, you know, it's really, like, no one's going to be there and, like, I'm going to sit you down, you're going to sit down on the toilet.
And you're going to vape.
You're going to vape. Like, and if you don't, you're not allowed to leave the bathroom.
It doesn't happen.
No, it
like,
just doesn't
the
happen.
The amount of times, like, I told Nicole, like, don't be afraid of these people. I would walk in the bathroom, and there would be, like, 10 kids vaping, all right?
Yeah.
I walk in the bathroom, they'd all, you know, you want to try it? And I go, nah, I'm good. They go, cool, how's your day? Like, it's good.
Yeah.
That's it. I'd walk out with 10 new friends. Like, now you have 10 people that you can say hi to in the hallways. It's beautiful.
Yeah, really, if anything, the bathroom is like general meeting grounds.
Yeah,
like, you meet new people, you see your friends.
Everybody's there for one purpose. You already have something in common.
Yeah.
You all want to go home.
You all want to go home.
It's beautiful. So Cole's like, oh, I don't want to go in the bathroom like in the, like when they're vaping. I'm like, I mean, yeah, if you can avoid it, I would.
You
like,
know, the first few days is going to be tough.
Yeah.
Because you're completely new to the school, and you're the little fish, and there's people that are, you know, 6'7" that are walking the halls, and you're like, you're a little tall, huh?
But who cares?
Like, no, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. No. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Literally nothing matters.
And we're all going to die.
Like, if you think about it, like today at work, I forget what, but something was bugging me. I'm like, okay. If I had a week, if an angel came to me and said, you have a week to live, would this matter?
No.
And I was like, it wouldn't. You know, it wouldn't matter, so I don't care.
You just brought up a thought in my mind. Did you know that?
I do now.
Now you do. Now you do.
I do now.
Okay, so I was sitting in this accounting class the other day, and the guy's like, you're here because, you know, I don't know, something about, like, you want a career or something. He goes, if you got 2 years to live, what the hell are you doing here? I'm like, well, I don't know, but why that?
Paying like, your salary?
Right. No, I wasn't even thinking along that lines. I'm like, well, not even if you have 2 years to live, like, but yeah, like, does this really matter then? That's kind of what I was thinking. Was like, well, if that's the case, like, if you're putting it in that perspective, then me being here doesn't matter. No. You don't matter. I don't matter. What goes on in here doesn't matter.
No.
Because in 100 years, you and I will both be dead, and the conversations we have, they won't have made a difference.
I'll be honest. Gone. The first thing that comes to my mind when I'm stressing out or I'm anxious is there's people in the world that I know that have way worse problems than me. If what I'm stressing out about now wouldn't even make an impact in their life, maybe I should find something better to worry about. That's kind of where my mind goes immediately. And it doesn't always solve the problem, but it definitely puts things into perspective. Like, things could be a lot worse.
I remember, and also today when I was stressed out over whatever, I was like, can I control this? No. There's nothing I can do to control this. It's out of my control.
Sometimes what gets tough is when something that is in your control, you're losing control of, and then you have to regain control of it. That's tough.
That is tough.
That is very tough.
Yes,
it can be done, though.
It can be done. Plenty of people on this earth have done it. But I know what you're saying when you just feel like things are kind of spiraling out of control and it's okay, well, what do we do now?
Then you got to take a step back because you had it under control before. So what'd you do the first time?
Right.
How'd you set yourself up the first time? You got to go back to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say you shouldn't repeat. Those who forget the past are doomed to repeat it. But sometimes you need to repeat the past.
Sometimes.
Because sometimes things work.
You need to take times when you were confident in the past and take that kind of confidence.
Take what you learned.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I like that. That's life.
Life in a nutshell.
It's the way it goes.
Life in a nutshell, yeah. Alrighty.
Yeah. Overarching point is don't stress out. Enjoy your life.
And it gets better.
And it always gets better.
There's always a light at the end of the tunnel.
Life is like a stock market. It'll always come back.
I don't know if you want to equate that with the modern stock market, but...
Hopefully your life's not like the modern stock market, but there's peaks and valleys to life. And while you're in a valley, why don't you pour a little dirt in that valley so you don't fall as far down as you did last time.
You know where you can get that dirt from?
Where?
We'll give it to you if you fill out the survey.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll drop ship it to you because we took online courses and learned how to do it.
So. Yeah. Guy with the mustache.
Yep.
You know the one.
Yep. Yes, you do.
That's the guy.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. We appreciate your listen. And come back for the next episode. Appreciate it.